Welcome to the Mindset Go podcast. I'm your host, Brandon. In each episode, we'll discuss a topic that I hope will help us become the best versions of ourselves through improving our overall mindsets. Let's get into the podcast. Hey, what's up, everybody? Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of the Mindset Go podcast. First and foremost, I thank all my listeners, everyone out there that's liking, sharing, and subscribing to the podcast. Our numbers are slowly climbing, but they are climbing. So I do appreciate you guys. We are on our way, people. Slow and steady wins the race, for sure. For sure. So we're going to get into today's discussion. We're going to talk about depression. Have you ever been depressed, seen somebody depressed, or just had that effect on your life? Someone close to you, you know, maybe a friend or family member, or like I say, yourself personally. If you have, you know that depression can be painful and crippling, both physically and mentally. You know, many of us don't really talk about it and we shy away from it. And even a lot of us still don't even think depression's real. You know, a lot of people just kind of just tell you to suck it up and get over it. And it's not always that easy. It's one of those things that it's kind of like a never-ending cycle sometimes. And I'm here to tell you firsthand that depression is real. I say that again, depression is real, people. And some of the causes of depression range from a number of different things, like age, you know, people that are older, I'm not going to say elderly, I don't want anybody to feel offended or anything, but people are older are at higher risk of being depressed. And, you know, it can be made worse by living alone, and like the lack of social support. So yeah, as you age, you know, you're more likely to become depressed or experience some of the depressive symptoms. Past abuse, you know, whether physically, sexually, or emotionally, abuse can make you more vulnerable and more vulnerable to depression, and it can occur later in life. So, you know, you may have experienced something at a young age or in your younger years, and you may not have the effects or the side effects of depression or of that abuse until you're later in life and older. Certain medications, this is where I come in personally, with medications and health issues that, you know, some meds can cause you depression. And some health issues can lead to depression. And that's where I experienced depression, mainly because of the medications that I had to take after surgery, but also just from the effects of my surgery, you know, being somebody that's active and then all of a sudden not being able to do the things that I'm used to doing, really, really had me in a depressive state for sure. A death or a loss in the family, you know, sadness or grief can always attribute to depression. You know, after that death or loss that you experience in your, whether it be your family, your friends, whatever the case may be, a pet, it can increase your risk of depression. Gender, people don't really consider this, but women are actually at a higher risk of depression than men, just because of the hormonal changes women go through. You know, that can lead to things with their bodies, emotional state. So women are at higher risk for depression, and it could be something that's down the line of your family. You know, depression could run in your family. It could be something that you, your grandparents, your parents, whatever the case may be, that can increase your risk of depression. And then like personal problems, as far as like isolating yourself socially, being like the black sheep or an outcast in your family, or even your social group. You know, teens experience this a lot as far as hanging out with a certain group of friends and then all of a sudden being shunned by them, and them not wanting to hang out with them anymore can lead to depression. So your teens, you know, can experience depression. High school is rough, and it can lead to mental illness, and depression is one of those. So I'm here to tell you that, you know, depression is real. And like I said early on, I've dealt with that on a personal level. A lot of us deal with it each day, some of the symptoms of depression, some of the effects of depression. But we kind of sweep it under the rug or try to ignore it. I know a lot of us, especially in our community, are simply taught, like I said early on, get over it. You know, that's in the past, let it go, things of that nature. But the past always has a way of creeping back up and kind of rearing its ugly head. And a lot of times it leads to depression. And some of us, too, don't even know that we have some of the symptoms of depression. You know, like I said, each day we probably do go through some of these symptoms and experience depression in itself and don't even know it. You know, some symptoms of depression include a depressed or irritable mood, sleep problems. You may sleep too much, or you may find yourself sleeping too little. Your change in interest, you know, you may see some things that you typically would have loved, or be doing some things that you typically love, and you just are no longer interested in those things. Low motivation, excessive guilt, or unrealistic low self-image. Let's see, low energy, your change in self-care. You may stop bathing, or you may see somebody stop bathing, you know, that's been typically clean, and you run across them and like, oh, they done got funky. You know, it could be that they're experiencing some symptoms of depression. You have worse communication and concentration. Your performance at work or school may go down, or may be lacking thereof. You may have a change in appetite. You know, just because you see someone that's losing weight or gained a lot of weight doesn't mean that it's intentional. You know, it could be some symptoms of depression. Agitated or anxiety and panic attacks. Or the big one is even suicidal thoughts. I'm here to tell you that, you know, just because you're not having suicidal thoughts don't mean you're not having some symptoms of depression. It is said that if you experience five or more of the symptoms that I listed off, five or more daily for 2 weeks or more, then you're pretty much going through a major depressive episode. So, you know, don't ignore these symptoms. And if you see them in other people, don't ignore them. Don't just kind of brush it under the rug. Check on your people. Make sure that they're okay. And two, it is always okay. You know, I don't say always okay. Yeah, it's always okay to seek medical or professional help when dealing with these issues. Don't think that you may not be severe enough or as bad off or crazy. You know, that's what a lot of people think, that or is projected, that if you're experiencing or you're depressed and you're experiencing some of these symptoms, you must be crazy. You got to be crazy, and that's not the case. And two, medical or professional help is not your only option. Like I said, I experienced depression myself, and some of the things that I did to get out of that, what we call climbing out of that hole, is easy stuff like exercise. You know, as you exercise, of course, along with the normal, typical benefits of exercise, you know, you get the improved heart, weight loss, reduced heart problems, or whatever the case may be. It also helps with depression. You know, it can be difficult sometimes to get up and want to exercise when you're experiencing some of these symptoms. But doing this while you're depressed will help improve your mood, help increase your happiness, and of course, overall, your health. Another thing I did was just try to challenge those negative thoughts. Like I said in a previous episode, once those negative thoughts come in, try to replace those with positive. Try to replace those with something that's true. Especially if it's something to do with low self-image and things of that nature, replace that with something that's true, something that's along the lines of positive. You know, you may not be where you want to be today, but you're also not where you used to be. Each day you take a step closer to where you want to be. So acknowledge that and realize that. And challenge those negative thoughts. You know, there's a wise saying that goes, don't always believe what you think. And that's crucial because a lot of times we get lost in our thoughts. We get lost in things that haven't happened or won't ever happen, and it just drags us down even further. So don't be afraid to challenge those negative thoughts, to help you snap back to reality. Another thing I did was, in my case, I changed my routine, or, you know, in other people's cases, it may be starting a routine. A lot of times we get in the, I don't know, repetitive mode to where we do the same thing every day. We get up, go to work, come home, watch TV, go to sleep, and just repeat that. And repeating those steps, repeating those day-to-day actions can increase your depression. So making the smallest change, whether it be as soon as I get home, I go for a walk or read a book or meditate or whatever, any small change can help get you out of what we call a funk or a rut, and help wean you away from the depressive symptoms that you're experiencing. Kind of give you a I guess you could say a sense of accomplishment. Just doing something different, and even a sense of adventure. You know, going on that walk, you may end up having to run from a dog on the way home. You know, give you that drive, that push. No, I'm kidding, but you know, going for a walk can be just the change of scenery that you need in your life to access that dopamine that's in your brain, the chemical release that leads to happiness. So yeah, change or start a routine. Like I said, some people may not have a routine, so you know, instead of just flying by the seat of your pants every day, you can start to get on a schedule and get more structure. That also can give you the sense of accomplishment and help make you feel happier in the end as well. Another thing I did was focus on the people that lifted me up. A lot of times when I was in my depressive state, I'd you know, focus on my wife's you know, her sense of humor, her good spirit, her good vibe lifting me up. My grandma, my mother-in-law, and my mom, you know, they were around to help me in my time of need, and just focusing on that helped lift me up in the end. You know, a lot of times we surround ourselves with people that aren't actually lifting us up, or we we tend to focus on people that tore us down. You may go through a breakup or something and somebody mistreat you, and that's all you're thinking about is that person, and not focusing on the people that are actually there helping you and giving you their love and time. So, focus on what's lifting you up, not tearing you down. And also staying present. Instead of letting anything of the past or anything like that, I enjoyed the moment that was there, the moment that I was in to help, get me out of my funk and help improve my happiness overall. Once I started doing this, it helped me kind of be able to look back and see that I was holding myself down by not enjoying those moments, not actually embracing and welcoming those moments. I was actually worried or thinking about, why did this happen and why am I going through this, da 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 da. And a lot of times we do that, like myself, in a number of situations, instead of enjoying what's in front of our eyes and enjoying being surrounded by the people we love and doing things that we care about, we're worried about what happened before or what happened, what may happen, not actually sitting there and enjoying what's going on, not enjoying those moments. And doing so, that can pull you down further. So simply enjoying and staying present is crucial because it helps you see how blessed you actually are, how grateful you should be, just knowing that you came through whatever harmed you before, whatever surgery or mishap or whatever the case may be, you made it through and now you're on the other side. So stay present and enjoy those moments with the ones that you love. And another thing I did was laugh. This is something that we overlook a lot. You kind of want to isolate yourself and stay quiet when you're going through some of these symptoms, but find you a comedy or read some jokes. I read a lot of dad jokes, even though they're corny. It was something that made me laugh. And laughter is something that helps feed your soul, help give you that positive that you're looking for. That, I don't know, that sense of happiness that just flows over you. It's just something about laughing that helps improve you from the inside out. So those are just some few things that I did personally to climb out of that hole. So though I didn't need any medical or professional help, it still was an experience, something that I wouldn't say that I've never experienced, but on that level, I'd never experienced something like that. And just being able to climb out of it on my own did help. But I want to encourage you that, if it's something you can't do on your own, you're always surrounded by people that care. I know times it may feel like they don't, but there is always somebody out there that care. I care. So if you listen into this and you feel like you don't have anybody, of course you can reach out to me, and I'll do whatever I can to help. But there is always somebody in your inner circle that cares, that is willing to help. And there's also medical and professional help that can help get you out of the hole. So I encourage you not to think that you're crazy or that you're alone or anything of that nature, and let you know that there are options, there are things that you can do to help you along your way. The few things that I listed: exercise, challenging negative thoughts, changing and starting a routine, focusing on the people who lift you up, and staying in the present and just laughing. Those are just a few things that it may seem like nothing, but these things can help you come out of that hole and just improve overall and just help you learn to appreciate things as they come. So with that being said, I'll leave you guys how I always leave. If you found this helpful, if you think this may help someone else, please like, share, and subscribe. If you have any questions or comments or anything, whether good or bad, I accept it, and I encourage you guys to please reach out at msgpod229@yahoo.com. Again, that's msgpod229@yahoo.com. And with that, man, I look forward to seeing you guys in the next episode. I always say seeing it. I ain't looking at nobody. I look forward to you guys hearing me, or whatever the case may be. I look forward to it on the next episode. And yeah, I appreciate it. You guys have a good one.